online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
Former world number one tennis player Juan Carlos Ferrero has said that he will be caddying for Sergio Garcia next month when the Spanish golfer sets out in defence of the Thailand Open in Chonburi. In the tournament, which will be held between the 11th and 14th of December, Garcia will face double Masters champion Bubba Watson, the winner of the US Open, Martina Kamer, as well as Lee Westwood and South Africa's Ernie Els. Repsol has started drilling for oil in waters near to the Canary Islands, just 54 kilometres from the Fuerteventura coastline. Company spokesperson Mark Fraga said that preliminary findings indicate that they will find oil at two different depths. The first goal is to drill to 1,900 metres, after which they'll continue with their ultimate depth of 3,050 metres. Over 3,000 artists from 40 countries have submitted their designs for Benidorm's new logo. A blog published on the internet platform Talent United invited entries for the competition, for the winner of which will receive a prize of €3,000. There'll also be two second prizes of €600 each. The contest opened last week and ends on the 23rd of February, and those interested only need to register with Talent United to begin creating. Over 20 people have been arrested by the Guardia Civil for evading tax on the import of over €1 billion worth of goods into Spain from China. The arrests, mainly of Spanish and Chinese personnel resident in Madrid, were made following an investigation by the tax agency and the anti-corruption prosecutor. One arrest was said to be in Alicante. And Torrevieja's Department of Commerce has once again launched a Christmas tree decorating competition, the fifth year it's been held, in which city centre shops and registered associations can compete to win some great prizes. The first prize up for grabs is €675, a second prize is €425, and third prize €150, all along with a diploma recognising your achievement. The aim of the campaign, according to the council responsible, Agustina Esteve, is both to encourage and boost local trade, whilst also creating a more festive atmosphere in the streets of the city. Registration will be open from the 24th to the 28th of November, and applications to decorate one of the trees must be submitted through the Bureau de Registration on Calle Bethan No. 6. Only the first 12 applications will be accepted, though, as this is the maximum number of trees the town hall wish to adorn the streets as part of the campaign. The trees will then be assembled on the 5th of December, with the winning trees being decided by a popularity vote between the 9th and the 21st of December, and an established jury having the final say if needed. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.